For many of us, especially young adults, navigating the complexities of our 20s and early 30s, we're told to hustle, to build, and to strive for more. It's no wonder many of us feel like we're running on a never-ending treadmill. This world often praises the grind, and taking a break is sometimes viewed with skepticism. However, we know deep down that true satisfaction comes from balance, from finding stillness amidst the chaos. As many of you are aware, this topic is something that doesn't get nearly enough spotlight. That's why we're here.
Hey there, go-getters. Welcome to the Self-Care and Hustle Journey. Meet your host, Nestle. Here, she pairs your ambitions with well-being for a life in harmony. Forget the all-work, no-play mantra. We're about that real work-life rhythm that sings to the tune of your personal beat. Ready for insights that will transform your daily hustle? Well, you're in the right place. This podcast brings you real stories, straightforward tips, and the tools for balance. We're not just dreaming big, we're living well. Join her in redefining success, where your hustle hugs health. It's time to feel good, do good, and strike that perfect harmony. This journey is all about making the good life your everyday life. Are you ready? Settle in and let's dive into this episode.
Imagine you in a race, rushing for the finish line with everything you've got, but then you realize what you're craving is not just the trophy, but the feeling of that wind in your hair, the sun, and the ground solid under your feet. Remember when they say, it isn't about the finish line. It's about the journey. It's the process. That's what we're all about. And just like a car, if you keep the engine running at full without a brake, things start to wear down. Jamie is a bright-eyed, ambitious founder of a startup. In the beginning, Jamie's mantra was all about the grind, those 18-hour days that seemed like a badge of honor. Wake up, hustle, sleep, repeat. It's a familiar script, right? Especially in a world that constantly feeds us the narrative that success is directly proportional to the number of sleepless nights we put in. Jamie, much like many of us caught in the pursuit of our dreams, found ourselves on a treadmill that never stopped. The idea was simple. The more you grind, the closer you get to your goals. Except, life isn't a straightforward equation. Imagine pouring every ounce of yourself into a dream, only to find that the dream starts to lose its color because you're too worn out to see it in full vibrance. That's where Jamie found himself, staring out the window, wondering when the last time was that they truly enjoyed the work they were so passionate about. This moment of clarity was Jamie's turning point. It wasn't about giving up the hustle, but redefining it. Understanding that true success isn't just about the finish line, but about finding joy in the journey. Sometimes the most productive thing you can do is to take a step back, breathe, and live a little. For those of us navigating our 20s and 30s, Jamie's story hits close to home. We're at a stage where societal expectations and our inner drive push us to our limits. But Jamie's realization serves as a reminder that it's okay to pause, that self-care isn't selfish, and that finding balance isn't just important for our well-being. It's crucial for sustaining our passion and creativity in the long run. Learning from Jamie, let's strive for success, but not at the cost of our health and happiness. Because at the end of the day, the best version of our work comes from the best version of ourselves. And that means embracing the hustle while also embracing rest. And here's about Sarah. Sarah is a high-achieving executive who prides herself on her work ethic. Day in and day out, she pushed herself to the limits, believing that rest was a reward, not a necessity. She's running from meeting to meeting, her email constantly adding up with new tasks. In Sarah's world, the concept of rest seemed almost like a luxury she couldn't afford, or more accurately, a luxury she wouldn't allow herself. To her, success meant pushing beyond boundaries where taking a break was almost akin to taking a step back. It wasn't until her health declined that Sarah realized her definition of success was skewed. It's a wake-up call that no amount of success could justify if she wasn't around or well enough to enjoy it. It was a moment of realization that perhaps her relentless pursuit of success had blurred the lines between dedication and self-neglect. This was the turning point for Sarah. The moment where the scales fell from her eyes, she understood that resting wasn't just about stopping. It was an integral part of a cycle that allowed for growth, creativity, and, paradoxically, more meaningful productivity. It wasn't a sign of weakness, but a badge of smart, sustainable ambition. Sarah's story from the brink of burnout to a more balanced approach to life and work is a narrative that resonates with many of us navigating the pressures of modern adulthood. It's a powerful reminder that self-care is a fundamental act of permitting ourselves to pause, replenish, and listen to our bodies and minds. She found that with rest came clarity, and with balance came a new definition of success, one that valued well-being as much as achievements. Her story is a beacon for all of us in the hustle culture, a call to re-examine our priorities and recognize that the path to true success includes rest as a critical component, not an afterthought. For anyone in their 20s and 30s feeling the weight of the world on their shoulders, Sarah's story is a testament to the power of finding equilibrium. It's a lesson that, in the grand scheme of things, taking care of ourselves is perhaps the most ambitious thing we can do. Because at the end of the day, the most successful version of us is the one that's healthy, happy, and whole. For many of us, especially those navigating the years between 18 and 34, this constant, unending marathon where the demands of technology and the endless quest for success keep pushing us to run faster and harder, this state of motion becomes our norm. We hustle, we achieve, and yet we often find ourselves wondering why we feel more drained than fulfilled. It's as though in our pursuit to excel and stay connected, we've started to lose touch with something far more critical, our well-being. The good news? It doesn't have to be this way. The key? Intentionality. It's about making deliberate choices that prioritize our mental and physical health, even when the world around us doesn't seem to slow down. Engaging in self-care activities has been shown to lower cortisol levels, the body's main stress hormone. It helps in reducing inflammation, improving heart health, and enhancing our overall immune response. Mentally, self-care practices like mindfulness and meditation can rewire our brains to manage stress more effectively, reducing symptoms of anxiety and depression and improving cognitive function. First, it means setting boundaries with our digital devices. It's deciding that not every email needs an immediate response and that it's okay to silence notifications to give our minds a rest from the constant influx of information. It involves setting clear boundaries for ourselves and others, which can be as simple as turning off your work email notifications after hours. It's about recognizing that true connection often happens offline and that our worth isn't measured by our online presence or productivity. It's about limiting time with people who drain your energy. It's learning the art of saying no, which, let's be honest, can feel like learning a new language. But this no isn't a rejection. It's a powerful statement of self-respect. It's choosing to prioritize your well-being over pleasing everyone else. It's not just about the occasional gym session or eating right, though those are important. It's recognizing that true wellness spans the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. It's about nourishing your body, yes, but also feeding your soul with things that make you light up inside and calming your mind with practices that bring you peace. Think of self-care as your toolkit for life. Inside, you've got tools for taking care of your body, like exercise and nutrition, but you've also got tools for your mind, like meditation or journaling, and for your spirit, like connecting with nature or exploring your creativity. It's about building a routine that isn't one size fits all, but uniquely tailored to fit you, your needs, your goals, and your lifestyle. Second, it involves redefining success on our terms. Success isn't a one-size-fits-all concept, nor should it be. It's about finding fulfillment in our endeavors, yes, but also ensuring that these pursuits don't come at the expense of our health and happiness. It's realizing that sometimes the most successful thing we can do is to take a step back, rest, and nurture ourselves. And finally, it's about embracing self-care as a non-negotiable part of our daily routine. It's about the small, everyday acts of kindness we can show ourselves. From taking a short walk to clear our minds, to dedicating a few minutes each day to meditate or simply sit in silence and breathe. Remember, self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all deal. What gets your best friend amped, like those sunrise yoga sessions she swears by, might not be your cup of tea. And that's perfectly fine. The beauty of self-care lies in its personal touch. It's about discovering what makes your soul sing, be it tuning into your favorite podcast, sketching, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee before the world wakes up. The trick is weaving these practices into the fabric of your daily life, making them as natural as your morning scroll through Instagram. Now, for the million-dollar question, how do you fit self-care into a calendar that's already bursting at the seams? Start small. Seriously, even a 5-minute pause to breathe deeply or a quick stroll around the block can shift your perspective. It's not about carving out huge chunks of time. It's about the quality of the moment and the intention behind it. Feeling guilty about taking a moment for yourself? You're not alone. In a world that often equates busyness with value, taking a step back can feel counterintuitive. But here's the catch. Caring is strategic. It means you're ensuring you're in the best shape to tackle life's challenges and be there for the people who count on you. So whenever that guilt creeps in, remind yourself that self-care is what makes you the MVP in your personal and professional life. If you're wondering where to begin, think simply. Mindful breathing, jotting down things you're grateful for, or setting clear boundaries between work and play can all be game changers. These aren't just feel-good activities, they're foundational practices that can shift your entire outlook on life. Achieving balance is more like tuning a guitar. It needs regular attention and adjustment. As your life evolves, so too will your self-care needs. Maybe meditation becomes your new go-to, or perhaps you find peace in painting. The key is to stay in tune with yourself, recognizing when it's time to recalibrate. Balance in self-care is a journey, and it's uniquely yours to explore and enjoy. As we navigate the complexities of the modern world, it's crucial to remember that our well-being isn't just another item on our to-do list. It's the foundation upon which everything else is built. By prioritizing balance and self-care, we're not just surviving, we're thriving. And in a world that often feels like it's moving too fast, finding that sense of balance is perhaps the most empowering choice we can make. And yes, while the path might be complex and filled with challenges, the rewards, greater peace of mind, improved health, and a deeper connection with yourself are massive. And on this journey, the goal isn't just to find your way out of the maze, but to enjoy the journey, learn from it, and emerge stronger, wiser, and more balanced than when you stepped in. Until next time, stay well and see you in the next episode.
And just like that, we've reached the end of our time together today on Self-Care and Hustle Journey. Big thanks for joining Nestle. She's been honored to share this time with you. If today's conversation sparked something inside, hit that like and subscribe for more uplifting stories and tips. Your support means the world and helps spread this message of balanced living far and wide to more incredible listeners like you. Craving more? Don't forget to visit www.neslecream.co.uk for even more resources and tools that will help you craft the harmonious life you're dreaming of. Until next time, keep nurturing your health, embracing the hustle, and remember, the good life is not just a dream. It's your reality waiting to unfold. So take care and let's make it happen. We'll see you in the next episode.